It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm on the line with Ashley DuBose, a gifted vocalist with national reach who's based right here in the Twin Cities. She's one of the performers this weekend on the Selby Ave Jazz Fest. She's on stage at 3:30 on a bill with the Selby Avenue Brass Band, the Capri Big Band, L.A. Buckner, Big Homie, Jamecia Bennett, and more. Ashley, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to chat with Jazz 88.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Sean. It's good to hear your voice, and I really enjoy listening to your show, so I'm honored to be here.
Well, we are right back honored to have you because you are a fantastic icon in the world of Twin Cities music, and I'm so excited that you're on this bill for the Selby Avenue Jazz Fest. Now, Ashley, you're no stranger to all different types of stages, and when you present your own music, do you do any sort of tailoring where you go, okay, I'm at a jazz fest, I got L.A. Buckner playing after me, I got Jamecia Bennett, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that? Or do you just kind of know what the Ashley DuBose experience is and you get your band ready for that?
A little bit of both. So I definitely think about the theme and the intention of the event. So I make sure, because I have such a versatile, such a diverse, music repertoire in my originals and covers. So that's my son in the background, if you guys can hear him. So I make sure that, since this is the jazz fest, I'm thinking about what are my jazzier tunes? What songs do I get to, add horns to that I normally do? Because I normally don't perform with horns, and I love the horns. I love the saxophone. And a lot of my music has sax and trumpet. So I pick those songs that are going to lend itself well to live performance and jazzier instruments. And then I really don't think about who else is on the bill. I'm excited about them, but I don't choose my songs based on what I think they're going to do. I definitely don't want to repeat covers. So maybe that is something I should be more intentional about, is like knowing which covers Jamecia might be doing so we don't do some of the same ones. Because I think I've seen her perform before and I'm like, oh, I've done that one before. So that would be smart. I hope we don't have any doubles, duplicates.
Let's just cross our fingers. We're hoping that you guys present different covers, but I'm sure you're both going to put on legendary shows. Now, Ashley, yes. as you've mentioned, you're a fan of a lot of different music, and your music itself offers a real breadth of different genres. What have you learned from your life of listening to jazz that impacts your musical output?
What I've learned from it is that there are no hard set rules and that I shouldn't box myself in when I'm creating. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing I love the most about jazz is it's soulful, it's free, it's expressive. And that's the things that I want to feel and make others feel when they listen to my music. So yeah, I hope I'm doing that well. I'm giving people a sense of expression and freedom and no boundaries.
Well, it's mission accomplished, in my opinion. In fact, we're going to hear your tune, Be You, in just a moment. I've been chatting with Ashley DuBose. She's on stage this Saturday for the Selby Avenue Jazz Fest alongside a great roster of groups, including L.A. Buckner, Big Homie, Jamecia Bennett, and more. But Ashley, this isn't the only time you're playing outside in St. Paul this weekend, or this Thursday you're going to be with the New Standards over at Mears Park. Is that right?
Yes, I'm so lucky. It's a jazzy week for me. We are going to be performing at Mears Park tomorrow night. I believe 6 p.m. is the start time. It's free, open to all ages, and I'm going to be leading two songs. But there's a whole, I want to say, a good 2 hours of music. So fans are in for a treat. Please come out. Please come and enjoy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be danceable. It's going to be something you can relax to. A good way to end the summer.
I like it. Would your son like to take a little solo before we play your music? I hear him scatting a bit in the background.
You want to say something, Sergio? You want to say something? He just sprouted a tooth yesterday, so that's what I'll say for him.
Well, congratulations.
I'll toot his horn for him.
Man, that sprouting a tooth is not an easy time in a child's life. So love to you and love to Sergio. We're about to play the tune Be You, which is such a beautiful part of your catalog. It goes back about 10 years. Anything you want to say about this tune before we press play and wish you good luck at these shows this weekend?
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you. This track is just embracing the uniqueness of each and every one of us. I think at different times we can feel pressure to be different or be better, but sometimes it's enough to just be who we are and love ourselves in our perfect flawed nature. That's what this song is about.
I love it. Have a beautiful rest of your day, Ashley, and good luck at the shows on Thursday and Saturday.
Thank you. You too, Sean. I appreciate it.